Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. One of the things that I have always found attractive about what I hear you say is that you don't really buy into the whole New Age thing about how I have to do work on myself. I've spent years and years and years working on myself. And some things have worked out better than others, but I've never found quite as much peace with what I am and what I have as I have since I conjured up you. And I am aware that I have conjured up you. So it's curious to me that this series is now about well-being, because that is a word I really do not like. And I have signed up for this series because I want to be part of this, but I also did it as much as anything as to ask, what is up with this word and why does it bother me so much? Okay, so the first thing we want to say is, as often happens with your questions, we've left out some of the pieces and parts that were a little bit more detailed, because we want to stay at the higher level, and we don't mean higher as in better. We just mean the more diffuse kind of level of, like, the general idea of this idea, of this notion of your question. So, having said that, here's our theory, and we could be wrong, but we think we're right. You don't like the word well-being because you hear the thing we mentioned in the opening of this series, that well-being is often achievable, or that's the way it's looked at, that you can achieve well-being. And that, of course, is not true. You can't achieve it. You have it already. It's happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. So it's good for you to notice that. And it's not something you're required to do. You don't need to figure this out. You don't need to do anything with it. You don't even need to participate in the series. Just because you're here and you don't like the word well-being, and you were hoping that we would basically say, okay, well-being is not really the word, although we know that's not what you were asking. But let's just say that that's what you were doing. The point here is not to push through anything. It's nice that you're part of this series and you're part of this magic, and we are always quite delighted to encounter your questions and the ways in which you interact with us. But let us say very clearly, the word well-being, we could say, if we were going to do this from a slightly different perspective, and this is not really true, but it will get the point to you, we want to reclaim the word well-being. Because well-being is also part of the dilemma for Frank about the word well-being is, to him, it sounds like a marketing word. It's so often used in marketing, and that's fine. That's fine. There's really nothing wrong with what anyone is doing with this word. We understand your perspective, and we understand Frank's perspective. It's not really relevant, because it's just a word, and you get to make whatever word mean whatever you want it to mean, because it's your language, after all. You're the one manifesting the language, not us. So if you want to say that well-being means my innate nature expressed into form, that would be the way we would look at it. Expressing currently, not will be, not once I get there, not once I do next Thursday what I'm supposed to do and then finally get to that point, but quite literally that well-being is the nature of who you are. It's the center of who you are. It's the essence of who you are. So asking the question, of course, and we know that you knew this, but asking the question, of course, causes us to kind of double down, triple down on this topic. And so we thank you for bringing the question to the table, because we really cannot say enough about how well-being is a state you're in right now. It's a description of the current state, like perfection, like majesty, like magnificence, like magic. It's a description of what is going on now. And again, like we say in another context, you're either a happy billionaire or you're pretending like you're not. Either you're sitting in well-being or you're pretending like you're not. There's no place where you can be where well-being does not abound. It's not possible. It's an essential nature of your being. A lot of what these conversations are about, and you've said this to us before, we've talked about it with others, but it's an important thing to remember. All we're mostly doing here is deconstructing the binary way that many of our physical friends have taught themselves to think about how to do whatever it is that needs to be done. First of all, that there's a need to be done. That's binary. Not done is done. Not done is done. No, that's not true. Neither of those is true. You can't be in a state of not doing, nor can you be in a state of being done. Doing is a continuous expression. It's a breathing in and out is a doing, heart beating is a doing, standing up, sitting down is a doing. You're constantly in the doing, the expressing, the manifesting in your physical form for the periods of time that you're here, which are not long and not many. Not nearly as much as you think they are. But so too, the binary things like broke or rich, not true. You're wealthy already. You're neither broke nor are you rich. You can't achieve rich because you can't make money. So you can never achieve rich, but you are wealthy indeed right now, and you're never broke. You always have at least a penny, and if you have a penny, you have everything, because you already own all of it. But the binary, it's either this or that, the seesaw going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and trying to resolve one in favor of the other. That's not the way this works. It's not how you truly are. The way this works is you have more of something. You always have more. You're always amplifying. You're never correcting. You can never fix. And there's not an opposite of where you are. There's more of what you desire. If you don't like what you have, you can turn from it and amplify more of something else, which may, to your mind, seem to be a binary. It's an opposite. But it isn't really, because you contain everything. That's why it is very powerful to say, I'm willing to be broke, because you do contain those thoughts and you do contain that expression. And if you're pushing against it, it's only going to get more prominent and bigger and more intense. If you just decide it doesn't really matter whether I'm broke or not, whether this succeeds or not, whether this happens the way I want it to or not, or in the case of, obviously, of well-being, it doesn't matter whether you have the demonstrated idea of well-being that other people would recognize. That's not the point. The point is you have that which you desire, and if you're willing to be sick and infirm for the rest of your life, it will likely change really quickly. It's the resistance to all of this. That's the reason for the deconstruction. In deconstructing these ideas, what we're doing essentially is inviting you to drop the resistance, or to recognize, perhaps better put, because that still puts it a little bit of in a binary, to recognize the use of resistance in the way that is useful for you. Resisting that which you are already creating is not really that helpful. Resisting the idea of the oneness of all things while you're in the middle of manifesting multitudes, that's probably very helpful. And that is not even really what you would likely call resistance, but that is very much what it is. Like the rivers of water, or rather the walls of water that part the Red Sea. That feeling of there's a big wall of water on either side of you that allows you to have this individuation and this particularity and singularity of separateness, delightful and wonderful as it is. But even in the separation, which is not a being banished from the garden, even in the separation, well-being abounds. You're not disconnected from the essence of your being. You're just paying attention to a very specific part of it as an individuated out piece. Separate, seemingly, from the essence of your being, but not in fact. But identifying enough with your body to be able to taste things like chocolate and see the things rising like the sun or setting like the sun, or of course to experience the delight, the wonder, and the magic of your nerve endings, where you and another person get together and rub nerve endings in ways that delight both of you. So it's good to be here. It's also good for you to notice that you don't like the word well-being. Our recommendation to you would be to reclaim the word well-being. And basically say, well-being is what I define it to be. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or has thought in the past. It's what we've said to Frank, and we'll say it to you. Just because you think it means something, that's you observing. Why don't you declare and stand on top of and be the determiner instead of the observer? Be the one who's manifesting instead of the one who's observing and watching. And you say, well-being for me is what is true about what is happening right now with everything I have and everything I am, or whatever it is that floats your boat. So A really great question to start off this series. We thank you very much for bringing it to the table. Very powerful, very delightful, and very magical. Very magical indeed.